You know, I'm just thinking about the season opener for the NDSU Bison, and my stomach is like just all fluttered, and I've just got this sort of exciting feeling, and I can't imagine what it must feel like for the team and fans and coaches. And joining us now is two-time defending FCS National Championship coach of the NDSU Bison, Craig Bohl. Hey, coach, thank you so much for joining us. I know your schedule has been pretty crazy lately, so thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome, Sandy. It's always good to be on KFGO, and we are 7 days away. It was interesting as I was driving home late last night, different sheen on the moon, a different smell in the air. It's time to get ready to play football.
Boy, it is indeed. How are you feeling week ahead of the season opener?
Well, we've got a seasoned veteran football team, and our guys have worked really hard. And what you do, you prepare a football team to put themselves in best position to win the game. It's always kind of a fun night, the night before the game, because you've got some nervous feelings. But quite frankly, when you do everything you can, you tee it up, and it's time to go play football and see what kind of team we have.
How has fall camp gone?
It's gone well. You know, I would have liked to have had a little bit more hotter weather. Simply because it's tough to replicate that. We'll be playing in Manhattan on opening night, even though it's 7:30. But we had one hot day. I think the heat index was between 105 and 110 on our new practice field. And all our guys made it through. And that's an indication that they've worked hard during the course of the summer, because typically we'll have three or four that'll fall out and get cramps and end up having to get IV'd and things like that. It's a pretty tough time, but all our guys made it through. So I think we're in good shape. We've had good focus practice, and our team's looking good.
Good, good. Injuries, can you update us on those?
Well, I think we're in pretty good shape, Sandy. We've got a couple guys that have got some nicks, but outside of that, we'll go into this game full strength.
What do you think of the fact that all North Dakota State home games sold out in a matter of, what was it? Was it even an hour? And all of those tickets sold out? I mean, it was insanity.
Well, I think it was less than that. But that's a collective effort by a whole lot of people, foremost our football players. Our players have worked really hard, and I know that we do have a good product on the field, but along with those players, everything from the marketing to the tailgating to college football is truly an event, and we certainly have appreciated how our region, our state, and the city of Fargo-Moorhead and West Fargo have really come to support this football team. And this arena and the team has gotten national recognition, and so it's certainly exciting.
Boy, it is for us, certainly. Now, there's also that question of the three-peat. How do you handle that? I mean, I apologize for even asking it, because I would imagine that you get kind of sick of that question or not.
Yeah, if I had a quarter for every time somebody asked me that or made a comment, we're going to three-peat. You know, it's out there, and our guys recognize that. Fortunately, Sandy, we've got a mature football team. That doesn't mean that you handle everything correctly, though. But by and large, we've got a veteran football team that they know that we have a window of trying to accomplish something special. I believe Appalachian State's the only school that I know that has done that. And the years that I was in FBS football at Nebraska, we did it. We had a repeat, but we couldn't get a three-peat. It's really hard to do. What our guys are really focused on is getting the next first down or getting off the field right now and taking one play at a time. And so you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but to say that, you know, we understand expectations and we have high expectations. And so we acknowledge that, and we got a game plan to move forward from it.
Bill Snyder, coach of Kansas State. You guys know each other pretty well, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that we pick up the phone and call once a week, you know, but I can tell you the years that I was at Nebraska, he called the offensive plays at that time, and I called the defensive plays, and I have a great deal of respect for his understanding. Great schematic coach, but beyond that, you know, there was a long time where Kansas State was really the doormat of college football. And through his efforts and a lot of other people's efforts, but certainly he's been there through that time, that they've become a national power. And very few places you walk in when they have a sitting head coach that the stadium's named after.
Wow.
And so, you know, I think if you took a poll around the country right now, you'd say who the top head football coach in the country, I think you'd find a split between Nick Saban and Bill Snyder. And that's a fact. And they've got a great program. We're excited that we have a chance to play them. And I'm personally excited that we're playing Kansas State as well.
That's your first game out of the chute. And this one, Jack Sunday pointed out earlier, he says, if you win this game, then it just proves what the kind of season that you may have in front of you. If you lose this game, it gives them the incentive for what they have ahead of them in the season.
Well, there's a lot of ramifications that come into play. What I think is great about it, though, Sandy, is Fox Sports One is launching a whole new. It's going to be nationally televised. It's on KFGO. The exposure that North Dakota State is getting is really truly remarkable, and a team that we're playing is the Big 12 champions. They soundly beat the University of Texas. They beat Oklahoma, and so the bar has risen, and I think it's indicative of where our region is at. We can do a whole lot more than what people on the outside think that we can, not only in football, but our school and our whole region. And so that's what we're excited about playing this game.
Well, I thank you so much for your time, Coach Ball. It's a thrill to have you with us, and we can't wait for next Friday. And the other good thing about this season finally starting is that we'll finally get to see Scotty Miller again, because when he does Red Hawks, he's gone most of the time.
So, well, I know Scotty divides his time up a whole lot. We love it when he's the voice of the Bison saying, my, oh, my.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man, that was a good one. I like that. Coach Craig Ball, thank you very much. And good luck next week, and we'll hear you on the radio.
Thanks a lot, Sandy. Bye now.